Where did you all meet? Answering the question is Mike Vickers.
We all met in London, which is a fairly usual place for groups to meet. You know, we all, about three of us happened to be living in the same flat, and we didn't have any money, and we were very cold, and so the group started, and two others joined us later, and that was it.
How and when did you decide to form the group? Answering the question is Mike Hug.
Well, it was about 2 years ago. Manfred and I met at a holiday camp. And we came back to town and lived together with Mike Vickers. And we've just formed a group. In fact, that's just what Mike Vickers has said, isn't it? And, that's when we decided to form a group. This is another question I can answer a bit better later on.
How did you ever come up with a name like Manfred Mann for the entire group? Answering the question is Manfred Mann.
when we first went to record company for an audition, we had a name which was the Manhug Blues Brothers, and this was a terrible name, and the company, you know, thought it was a terrible name. We also thought it was a terrible name, and we had some trouble finding a good name. But when we were introduced to the A&R man, I was introduced personally, and I said, you know, this is Manfred Mann. And the bloke sort of fell over himself, thought this was a really good name. But of course the problem was that there's five of us, and so in order to get the records released under the name Manfred Mann and still sort of preserve a group image, we came up with this idea of having five people called Manfred Mann, which is of course a ridiculous amount of confusion, but it's terribly interesting, I hope.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves individually, likes, dislikes, hobbies, ambitions, etc. Paul Jones answering.
Well, likes. I like politics. I like cows. I like books. All kinds of, well, most kinds of music. I dislike fanaticism particularly. That's the one thing which I hate. And I also, I dislike certain forms of music such as, well, I hate light music. And I hate trad jazz. Hobbies. I like going to the pictures, movies, whatever you call them over there. I like to see sort of slightly way out films. Ambitions. Well, I have all the usual ones, you know. I want to make money and good records, yeah.
Manfred Mann speaking. I'm about 5'11". I have black hair. I have a black beard. And, I have black-rimmed glasses.
Do you have illusions?
I have illusions, yeah. I'm incredibly good-looking. And I have a black beard, a gold filling in the front of my teeth. And can I have a look at the question again? Can I hear the question again? Sorry. I like lots of things. I dislike few things. My hobby is to sleep. My ambition is to earn lots of loot. I think money is the American term, or dollars. Right? To earn lots of money and to go to America and to go all around, I think. And I'm now passing this bulky microphone to Michael Vickers. Tell us a bit about yourself, Mike. Likes, dislikes, hobbies?
Thank you, Manfred. I'm not 5'11". I'm a lot shorter and proud of it. I don't have a black beard. If I grew one, it wouldn't be black. I like reading science fiction. Oh, yeah. Well, am I?
Say you're blonde.
I've just been told to say I'm blonde. Well, I don't think I am, quite honestly.
Blonde.
Still. And I play the guitar, actually. And I like reading science fiction, and I like custard tarts. I now pass the microphone on to Tom Guinness.
Well, I'm 5'11" as well, but Manfred carries me round in his pocket usually and just puts me together when we appear on stage. I like reading and sleeping, and I hate travelling round in our van, which is how we travel round the country.
This is Mike Hug, and I'm Manfred number one. I get a bit big-headed about it sometimes. My ambition at the moment is to hold this microphone, which is really heavy, until I've finished speaking.
I like most things and dislike most things. No hobbies. My ambition is to own United Artists.
What is your reaction to the great response to Doo Wah Diddy Diddy in the USA? Answering the question is Tom McGuinness.
We think it's a really good scene, tee hee. We're all knocked out by it.
Come on, Tom, say some more.
We just can't believe that people in the States will sort of get down to writing letters to us, fan letters, and that people in places like Seattle and Washington have actually heard of us. We've been waiting a long time to get a hit in the States, because so many other British artists are getting hits there now. We've been feeling rather left out of things. So we're really knocked out that it's happened at last.
Yeah, very, very good.
Oh, you forgot to say Paul Jones, or you weren't allowed. I interrupted you. Never mind. What do I say to it? Yippee! Only other thing I can think of to say about it is, it's a great song. It was written by two Americans called Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, and, they deserve all the sales.
Will you be over here soon? Answering the question, Mike Vickers.
Make sure you answer it right this time.
I'll try, sir. We've had lots of inquiries from lots of people.
It's America.
Over in America. And we've all from all over the place, you know, Hollywood, I think, and Paramount Theatre in New York, isn't it? And all sorts of places. So with all these offers, something definite should come up before long, or before very short. And we hope to be over there really soon.
How can the fans contact you, and how can they start fan clubs? Answering the question is Mike Hug.
Well, if the fans really want to contact us, we'll be under Big Ben on Christmas Eve, about 9 o'clock. No, seriously, if they want to contact us, I should imagine they should write to EMI Records, Manchester Square, London. I'll say that again. EMI Records, Manchester Square, London. West One.
Who are your favourite American recording artists? First to answer the question is Mike Hug.
My favourite American artists are Miles Davis and the Beach Boys.
Right, he's now given it to me, and my name's Manfred. And my favourite American artists are Charlie Mingus, Quintet, and the Four Seasons, yeah? And now I'm handing this bulky microphone to Michael Vickers.
Thank you, Manfred. My favourite recording artists, I think, are Dionne Warwick and Bill Evans, I think. Bill Evans. Tom McGuinness, who are your favourite?
Oh, well, like the rest of the group, I like the Beach Boys and the Four Seasons, and people like Chuck Berry and John Lee Hooker, and the Miracles and Marvin Gaye.
Paul Jones.
Favourite Americans. I like Sam Cooke. I like the Miracles. Bobby Bland. Oscar Brown Jr. Peter, Paul and Mary. Four Seasons. Beach Boys. Mary Wells.
How did you compare yourselves to the Beatles? Answering the question, Manfred.
This is a ridiculous question. We don't compare ourselves to the Beatles. We think they're very good, and this, you know, they're certainly the best group in this country by a long, long, long way. And one of the reasons we're sort of indebted to them is that they've sort of opened up the American scene for people like us, you know. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be coming over. And we, you know, people in the States wouldn't be interested in us. They've sort of opened up the whole world to people like us, really. And, you know, we think they're very good.
What are your plans for the future? Answering the question is Tom McGuinness.
Well, our immediate plans are to keep on doing one-night stands around the British Isles, but we hope that the record will be successful as it is in America, in other places throughout the world, so that perhaps we'll get a chance to visit them as well.
Will you be making a film soon? Answering the question, Mike Vickers.
Well, since reaching number one in the British charts, we've had, as often happens, I think, with groups, many inquiries for films. And so, you know, we should be doing one fairly soon. I think a script is being prepared at the moment, actually. So, if this script turns out to be okay for us, then we'll accept it and go ahead and make a film.
Any message for your rapidly growing group of fans here in the United States? Answering is Tom McGinnis.
Grow rapidly.
And another thing, if you happen to see us in your local, what do you call them over there? 5 and 10. Don't do like English girls, you know, sort of stand at a distance and nudge each other and giggle and stare with open mouths. You know, come up and say hello and everything, because you'll find that we're quite normal and friendly, you know, and we'll have a chat and everything.